tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads from over 200 countries and your number one source in after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
It always gets so quiet after all that excitement with AfterBuzz TV.
And then you have to talk in the super soft voice.
Quiets us. Whisper. But you guys, it's so wonderful to be back. I'm
Welcome
your host,
back.
Keaton Markey. Thank you. Thank you. I've missed you all.
Ryan Hook's here. I'll talk loud. We're bringing it up a level because I always got to talk loud. What up, guys? Everybody, welcome to Outland After Show.
Yes.
Episode 5.
Yeah, episode 5, Rent.
We're moving right along. I'm Kendra Summer.
Who are you?
I'm Roya Tahir.
And we moved Roya over there because she smells.
You told me you wouldn't tell anyone.
I'm really
sorry,
honest.
I'm so sorry.
I'm on timeout, so I got moved close to the teacher, so I can't act out.
Keaton's just looking forward to that kilt, so she wanted to be close
to
Ryan.
Yeah, I had to like move him here today, so when he finally
the kilt is coming.
The kilt is coming.
But not
the kilt
yet.
Will. I don't know if
I wore
drop.
The plaid shirt this week.
Oh, so. I like it. Can I before we jump into shouting out to all the viewers and all of that stuff, I'm going to be a little selfish right now. And I just want to send my love and condolences to the family and friends of Joan Rivers. Maria, obviously, is a part of E! Now, and we wouldn't be here without Maria and without her being at E! And Joan Rivers is somebody who, you know, she's kind of led the way for hosts and for people to be able to talk about television and what's going on in entertainment.
And to say whatever they want.
Yeah, say whatever we want. And so she was an idol of mine, and I meant to have my Joan Rangers pin on, but I just, my condolences to her family and her friends, and R.I.P. Joan. Thanks for making us laugh.
Here, here. Bottoms
here, here.
Up.
Bottoms up to Joan Rivers. Yeah. Okay.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yum, yum, yum.
Okay, so I know that was sad, but let's move on to thank you, everybody, for all the comments. Again, you guys are so great. Like, just keeping the discussion going, and it's so much fun for us to be able to go on iTunes and go on YouTube and talk to you guys.
And have to hit the more button at the bottom to load more comments.
Yes! It's so, so, so great. And so many cool things that you guys bring up, and that gets us talking even before we watch the episode every week. So shout-outs to Lee Victoria, Black Butterfly 447, Sarah Cummins, Indigo Lily, Mom to Muses, Connie Sandlin, Jamie Scully, Nicola Carter, Dakota 927, Super Inducer, and Honey and Lilac. I know I didn't get everybody, but that's a big chunk. So keep the comments coming, and we also appreciate any constructive criticism. And we try to be better.
If you guys want to tell me how good looking I am again, I'm fine with that.
Please don't.
Please do. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Please don't. But yeah, and thanks for all the ratings on iTunes, and keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We love the ratings on iTunes.
You know what else we love?
What else do we love, Roya?
Birchbox.
What is Birchbox, Roya?
Well, I will
tell me about Birchbox, Roya.
It's stocked with best products, including customer favorites.
Like what?
Well, with a monthly box of personalized beauty samples and an online shop full of...
Fail.
Oh, no.
Products. Birchbox helps you cut through the clutter to find and buy top-notch items you'll love. Each month, members receive hand-picked samples that are tailored to their specific profiles. The women's box contains 5... personalized beauty and lifestyle samples.
Wow.
So basically, what you're telling us...
$10 a month.
For $10 a month, we can get a box of stuff sent to our house and test them and their beauty products, which will make me look prettier. And then I'll be the prettiest one on the panel.
They have a men's one, too.
They have a men's one.
Men's and women's.
For $10 a month. Mm-hmm. And then you can get coupons to buy the full-size products and use them at home.
It's very exciting.
Is there a promo code for checkout?
There is. Use AfterBuzz.
AfterBuzz.
And you can get products like Benefit, Smashbox, Beauty Protector, and so much more.
Oh my Kendra, gosh. Have you got your first set yet?
I just signed up, and let me tell you, it was really easy. So get on Birchbox, type in this promo code, and start saving and getting samples.
And if any of you watch any other shows with Kendra, Keaton and I, our other co-host Francisco gets the men's line, and he's like, "Oh my god, I love it! Like my skin is so smooth." And
I'm gonna tell you guys a secret. I've actually had Birchbox for a while now.
Oh,
and it.
Oh man.
That's why. No, I really, really like it. It's really
so you're part
cool.
of the loyalty program. Then,
I am, and I wish I would have had the AfterBuzz promo code before back in the day when I originally signed up. But you know, it's really awesome. So
this is crazy. We're not even 5 minutes in, we are 5 minutes in. And we're already getting secrets. That's pretty exciting.
Breaking
Spoiler
loose.
Spoiler alert. Okay. You guys, I want to talk about this episode, Rent. We are not going to get La Boheme today for you musical theater
La
fans.
La Boheme.
Not La Boheme. It's La... Anyway. anyways, we weren't going to get a 525,000... 600 minutes song. But we did get a shirtless Jamie.
But Rent mm-hmm. Me Amigos is due.
Rent is due. We got a shirtless Jamie. We got a lot of Twice. Kind of fun things, a lot of the Highlands landscapes. What was you guys' overall feelings about the episode? Kendra.
Ladies.
I thought it was pretty boring until the end.
Oh.
I did not like it until the end, and then I felt like there was a lot of empathy with the ending.
Oh, tell me how you really felt, Kendra.
Yeah. Well, that's all I thought.
Welcome back. Hey, Joan Rivers. You're welcome.
It was beautifully shot, beautifully edited. There was a lot of scenes that I enjoyed that we'll talk about comparison with the mm-hmm. book and all that jazz near the end that I enjoyed. But as Kendra was saying, it kind of, for me, it dragged just a little mm-hmm. bit. The acting was great. Nothing, like, it's just because I've read the book, I know what's supposed to be coming. I was just a little bit like,
that's Nancy.
It felt like a fluffer.
There is the anticipation of what's coming, having read the book, so that's, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to disagree with both of you. That's why I'm on this side of the table. For me, so I like things that are history related, and I like learning about historical things. So whenever there's a TV show that's on or something that's happening where I'm sitting there watching it and they're like, oh, let's talk about this and blah, 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 I like immediately start Googling things mm-hmm. and like looking up history of the Stuart family and like this battle that they're talking about. So for me, it was really interesting because it made me learn new things about history that I didn't know, made me learn new things about the Scottish Highlands that I didn't know. And so it's always, for me, I like sometimes when episodes are like that where I can get new information and learn new things.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Ryan. I really did like that they delved into the actual historical accuracy. That's really cool about the show and like taught us something a little bit. But I did think the pace was a little bit slower than what we've experienced in the past. And I think that is part of the anticipation. I know people out there who haven't read the book, this probably was a really fun and exciting episode, uh-huh. which I did think it was. But, you know, It wasn't my favorite, but I still really, really liked it, and it was stunning mm-hmm. visually. I mean, all just the detail of the show every week with the costumes and the sets, and it absolutely blows my mind, and it makes me feel like it's like a documentary being made. Like back yeah,
they
in
spent,
the
I think they spent a lot of money this week on the sets. You know, that river backdrop, and then those mountains that they had to build.
Well, I mean, but I'm talking about when they're in the villages
moss,
and stuff
right,
to give us a real kind of feeling of it felt very village accurate life. Of village mm-hmm. life, and I felt like that's really what it was.
Well, it's so interesting because when Diana Gabaldon first wrote the book, she'd never been to Scotland. She got a 3-book deal, and I just thought that was like shocking, you know, especially being the way it's described in the book. She had never actually been there.
No, absolutely,
you know?
That's crazy. What?
For real?
Props to you, girl.
I just want to clarify, like, from the preview that we saw last week to go into this episode, the editing got me, and that's why I thought it was going to be more high-paced.
They
get
you every week with
those
previews
those
for next
week.
Next week on
that means they do a great job.
Yeah, I mean, they want
that's
you
all.
To come back.
That's
okay, okay.
But I think that this episode on a developmental level was deeper than any episode we've had thus far, because there's the part, you know, where their men are defending Claire's honor. They're like, we can make fun of you, but other people can't. You know, and where she's meeting with these villagers and learning about their life, and she's becoming part of this clan and this family more than she's ever been. Even though she feels like an outsider, she's still in it.
There was a lot of character growth, I think, and I think why we thought it was a little bit slow is the plot was so stagnant. It was, you know, it wasn't really moving like how we wanted.
We'll talk about the book comparisons later in the show. so, but let's talk about life on the road and kind of you know, what Claire was experiencing as the only woman in this group of dirty, dirty men. And you love it.
Dirty, dirty men.
Like, what do you, like, girls, do you think you could handle that lifestyle?
That was my life growing up with my brothers, in a way, where it was kind of like no girls allowed kind of attitude. Mm-hmm. That I got from that. And that was my life, kind of a little dirty.
Telling mom, you can't be here. Boys are hanging out.
But it's, I'm talking about like the lifestyle of living on the road, like literally sleeping on rocks for pillows and, you know, in these inns with all these men and like no other women around. It's like there's a level of trust there that she has to have, and that, and respect as well, if you think about it, that these men have, maybe not have for her, but have for Dougal, and Dougal absolutely saying, do not, like, you leave her alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was shocked that she looked so put together every day because, like...
Damn, girl.
I mean, she's put together in these nice outfits, and I just don't know how she's doing it.
She goes down to the river to bathe.
But, I mean, we do know from Claire's history that she is used to hanging out with men. Mm-hmm. I mean, she grew up with her uncle. She grew up kind of on archaeological digs and not in kind of the most... I wouldn't say proper way, but like she's used to getting her hands dirty. I feel like she's used to roughing it a little bit. But when I watched, I was just like, wow, I don't know if I could handle that.
So you're asking if we personally could handle it?
Yeah, could, or you
if
handle Claire it? Could,
sure. If I'm thrown into it, I'd probably just make best of what I got.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to shower, and hence that way I could sit back over there and you guys won't push me.
But I think Claire's kind of like a chameleon. She just like can blend into anything pretty much and pull it off.
Yeah.
I think this is probably so much easier to her than what she's used to in relation to being in the war and being on the war front as mm-hmm. a nurse in combat situations. This is probably like, oh man, this is great. Like I get to sleep and hang out and take a bath in the river. And, you know, it would be easier to me, in my opinion, yeah. based on what I'm sure she's used to experiencing.
Well, and the scenery that she's going through, I mean, I'm sure just every single day on those horses, like she said, the days started blending together, but like, gosh, what a gorgeous, gorgeous landscape that they get to film. Like, thank God they're filming actually in Scotland, because mm-hmm. It's almost like a commercial. Mm-hmm. Come visit Scotland.
It
we
is.
Are the most beautiful country
there,
in the world.
There was a bunch of things going on Twitter this week, and it was a picture of all the men with her, and it was just like the backdrop. And it was like, if this doesn't make you want to go to Scotland, nothing will.
Yeah.
I saw the picture like 6 times on Twitter this week.
It's so pretty. It's absolutely stunning. And again, the way they shot it was just so... I love how, like... the Scottish countryside is almost a character amongst like everybody else. Like it's such a huge part of the show, and I just really appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Scotland, for being so green
thank
and pretty.
Thank you, Scotland, and thank you, Outlander, for sharing it
you
with
know,
the world.
You know, it's got to be cold, though. I mean, Scotland in general is just a colder climate, and it's always windy. When they're shooting, it's always windy. So they always have the blankets around them. And
well, let's ask our fans that are in Scotland, because I know we've got a couple.
I know we've got a bunch of them. They tweet at me all the time.
Yeah, is it cold right now? Let us know. Is it yearly? Is it what? Just tell us how the weather is.
Because it was like 90 degrees today in California, and I'm like, God, I hate this. I wish it would just rain and be cold sometimes.
It'd be so nice to have seasons.
I know. But Scotland, I think it does rain a lot.
And it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous, I'm saying, but it rains a lot. I used to live in England, and I mean, I know it's not Scotland.
Hold the phone
but
there, Keaton.
It rains a lot in that area of the world. It's stunning. That's why it's so green and it's so brown here in California. Another one of like my favorite things, though, about like seeing Claire's life on the road is seeing her interaction with the villagers. Seeing like that scene with her and the women was amazing. I was like, that's not in the book. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. But
we're saving that.
That's not in the book. And I was like, what is this? And I asked Roya, because I was watching with her. I was like, Roya, was this in the book? Like, I had to like question. I was like, did I forget this? But it's not in the book. But it was such a cool, cool scene. What did you guys think about that?
Yes.
It was interesting to find out that the goat, to kind of see how they live when things are taken away from them. So the baby was crying. She needed the goat to give milk to the child, but they gave the goat away for the payment that they have to owe. So it was kind of interesting to see the after effects of all of it.
Yeah.
Aftermath.
I have a question about the goat. Why was it a big deal that the goat wasn't returned, but then the guy who didn't have the money, he got to go, you know, scot-free? Like, that didn't make sense to me.
I agree, because I saw some things online about people questioning that. I think the reason is because it's Dougal's the authority.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if Dougal would have let Claire undermine his authority in front of the entire village mm-hmm. and let that goat go back, that that kind of, you know, is kind of a mark against Dougal as a leader. And, you know, his reputation is all he has. And I think, and we'll get into Dougal more later, but, you know, I think he has a lot of respect and he's a good leader. And he just has to, he has to pick his battles. And that's one that he's not going to bow down and let some Sassenach come in and
a woman
take,
too.
A woman, yeah. Sassenach come in and take, you know, the rent payment to give back to these women.
That's what I thought. I thought maybe because it was a woman and the other guy was a clan member.
I even think it was a if it was a man, Dougal would have still been like, no.
I think that's true, but I also think there's another reason. And the secondary reason is because he's trying to raise money for the Jacobite cause. If he's giving them stuff back, they're going to then in turn just turn around and give it right back to him to use as part of the Jacobite money that he's raising every night at these parties that he's throwing when he's showing Jamie's back and when he's raising all the money that they're raising at that point is going towards this battle that they're trying to start.
I would completely disagree with that.
Yeah.
I would absolutely disagree with that. That's reason, not why he did it.
The Redcoats had just been through that town and raided them and took all their money. That's why they didn't have money to pay.
But for the second one.
That wasn't that town.
But there was a Redcoat in the Goat Town.
Not the Goat Town. So the Goat Town was all about authority and undermining that, whatever. The next town, the reason that it was okay for him to do that there and not with the goats is because he wanted them to give money back to him, but he knew they didn't have any to give him.
So he's thinking ahead of time, and he's thinking that if I, you know, do this, then they'll help me later on. Is that it? Loyalty?
In not the Goat Town, in the town where he gives everyone the stuff back.
Yeah, I still would disagree with that, but, you know, we could agree to disagree.
We can't.
Yes, we can. I'm leading this episode.
No, we can't.
Why couldn't Claire just milk the goat real quick and then give a milk and, to the lady?
Why can't she just breastfeed the baby? I mean,
that was my first question, actually. But
why not?
Well, I mean, her breasts are probably covered in warm piss that they have been using to...
Milk is milk.
Piss is sterile.
You know, this is the other thing that I really, really liked about seeing... about this episode in general was just that I feel like it gave a very honest view of... It wasn't glamour... Besides Claire, who was very glamorous in almost every day's outfit. But with the townspeople and the villagers and the guys on the road... That I felt like that was a very honest view of what it really would have been like back then. I mean, to show a scene of a bunch of women sitting around, you know, dumping piss on, you know, fresh pee on this dye and all touching it with their hands and singing a song. And I'm like, pee is going to get in your mouth.
Stop saying pee. I have to pee, man.
Hold it.
I appreciated... Just how the historical accuracy, as I would like to see it as.
That's kind of like what Ryan said. This show just goes above and beyond on researching stuff and just really trying to make us feel like we're there.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
I really liked how her character brought Claire in and it kind of accepted Claire versus Claire being the outsider as always.
The Nalda Gilchrist?
Mm-hmm. I liked the woman accepted her.
But yeah. I think also that she did accept her, but she's like, oh, you're idle? Because people shouldn't be idle. They should always be doing something. And the fact that she said she was idle and had nothing to do was like, oh, we're putting you to work. Let's go.
You got time to lean. You got time to clean.
You got it.
At work.
She was still so suspicious, though. Like, she wasn't as inviting as, like, you know, Gillis.
When she started talking about Craig and Dune as well, and she's like, oh, stop talking.
Well, no, they answered her questions totally fine. It was when she'd be like, bottoms up, and... Trauma.
Yeah, no, I thought they didn't even like think anything of it. Really, I thought they kind of were just like, yeah, another new woman.
No. A lot of looks, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
So that's why you're like, on that side.
Yeah.
So I can have you two fight.
All right. Well, another person that new person that Claire did meet on the road was Mr. Ned Gowan, the lawyer, the lawyer for the Mackenzie clan,
played by Bill Patterson.
Yes.
Done.
Mm-hmm. Awesomely by Bill.
Do you guys trust him?
Yes.
Yes.
This is why. He respects Claire. He is the one man of that entire group. I don't even think Jamie fully respects Claire, but, like, because he still questions her. I think Jamie really likes Claire, but I think Ned Gowan, like, he's like, you're smart.
He appreciates her intelligence.
Yes. Well,
he's smart.
He's educated.
Yeah, he's
absolutely
one of the more educated ones on the trip, too, and he was even saying the thing about the lawyers, which I thought was really brilliant.
When he went to university at Edinburgh, so.
Yeah, well, he was saying women lawyers won't be for a couple more centuries, and.
Two.
Yeah. That actually made me think maybe he's from the future, too.
No, I think he was just making a comment about women. Women having power.
And opinions.
Weird. There's just three
and yet
women.
Here I am surrounded by them.
but then we see, like, Ned, you know, he first of all notices how smart she is when she's kind of, like, flying all this stuff out to her and asking him about what he does and, you know, all that stuff. But then, you know, she hears him coughing. She immediately, Dr. Claire... let me pack your pipe with something. Like, I was like, what? Roya goes, is she giving him, like, weed? Like, what is she doing?
Is he going to be high after this? Are we going to have to watch him and make sure he's not eating the pig?
Yeah.
She gave him thorn apple.
She made an inhaler, which was, like, amazing. Mm. And I'm an asthmatic, so I was like, oh, this show just got so much cooler.
Maybe you should just stick to the thorn apple and Jimson weed.
Maybe.
But that was really cool, and he obviously really respected it. And you even saw a cut to Dougal at that point of kind of being proud. Of like, this is, this is good, good job.
That's good. Why I brought you. Well done.
Yes, yes. I made the right decision type of thing.
Well, here's, okay, I want to go back to that question and ask you, do you trust him? I know you guys answered yes. The reason why I bring it up is because he could be Dougal's eyes, just like Angus and Rupert are. He could be his eyes, his ears, and mouth. But when he's trying to get into Claire, getting Claire's trust, so you think that's all genuine, him being Ned?
I think it's him being genuine. I think Claire, like, he had no idea Claire was gonna, like, kind of get so close to him. He had no idea Claire, he was gonna have that similarity of liking the same poetry as Claire. And I think he's just a genuinely nice person. He's also kind of a fish out of water. He's not from there. He is an educated man, so I think he kind of finds that comradeship. Comfort with Claire.
Speaking of getting so close, I was shocked that she got so close to him and didn't spend more time with Jamie on the trip. Like, that was kind of weird to me.
Well, Jamie was a little, he was a little brooding because of all the back showing. So he wasn't in the best mood. He was distant. But even to the point, I mean, Claire, like, it does concern me. Like, what if this guy is, you know, Dougal's eyes and ears, even though I don't think he is? Because Claire then goes and tells him the frickin' future. Mm-hmm. For the first time, she tells somebody straight up the future.
Then what does he do after that?
Tells Dougal.
Yes.
I know, but wouldn't you, though, if you were in that situation and you didn't know this girl?
Well, I would still... Okay, but why would I be asking her all these questions? I just, to me, all the things she's done in this episode would have made me think she is a spy. With the way she's reacting, like, oh, you notice I have two bags. Oh, you are knowing you have education. This is really weird. You are somebody, and I wouldn't trust him.
I think that's the point, though, because, like that's what you're supposed to get out of this episode is, because those men, even though we don't see a ton of interaction with her and those men, we understand that those men have the same opinions that we're having, that, Claire is, like, she's been a little looser with kind of her thoughts and her ideas. But I don't know. I mean, I think she would have... she told Ned Gowan knowing he would tell Dougal.
And yeah, she freely told him that, too. Yeah. It wasn't like he asked her about something and she got into it. It was, hey, this is a bad idea. This is going to end poorly for you guys. You should stop.
I think she did that, though, because I think she was lonely on the trip because she kept getting excluded and didn't really have anyone else to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what Claire does tell Ned is about, she remembers Colin, I can't even say it, Culloden Moor, is that right?
The Culloden Battle?
Battle of Culloden, and we get flashbacks.
Hey, guys, I predicted more flashbacks with Frank.
Oh, snap. Well, no, it's funny because last week you were talking about if anything was going to happen, that she was going to do something that later influenced history that he told her about.
So, two for one.
I mean, she didn't really influence history yet, but that was, like, really on the money.
Yeah. Good.
Do you think it was right of her to do that?
Yes.
Would you do that in her situation? Would you tell the future?
Why not? Why not?
Well, it's interesting because we find out with the battle that thousands of people died in that battle.
2,000
and that
men.
Ended... basically the clan life in all of the Highlands, and it changed Scottish history forever.
Well, and the amount of pressure that would put on Claire just knowing that would just...
When they showed the scenes of the rocks and the clansmen, I was pausing each shot to see if there was a clan McKenzie, and then they had an actual
they have one that says, one. But yeah. I was hoping there would be one with, like, people's specific names, mm-hmm. like one that said Jamie or one that said Dougal or something. That she would actually, like, remember those, like, oh my gosh, these are the people I'm with that are gonna die.
Yeah. Well, she has 3 years. She has 3 years to convince them. Hey, maybe
that's like what, four seasons?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Let's go this way.
Let's not do this.
Come on, shiny object.
I mean, if she's still there. So,
true.
You know, I mean, majority of the time I was just like, oh, if I was Claire, I'd just be like wishing I'd just go back and like go back to the future and like read a history book so I would know exactly what happens to all these people. And if I don't like them, I'd be like, haha, something really crappy's gonna happen to you.
Sucks
soon
for
enough.
You. You're gonna get yours.
Yeah, karma's gonna be a bitch to you, Jack Randall.
And that's how karma was created,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, and that's how karma was created. So let's talk about Claire's kind of how she's dealing with being with all these men and how these men are treating her. We've kind of like talked a little bit about it, but they do not like her. It feels like a schoolyard.
It feels like it's like your sister. That's what I think. Like you're talking about your brothers mm-hmm. and stuff. It's like, oh, you're my sister. I don't like you, but I, you know what? You can't not like her.
Mm-hmm.
Shut your mouth. She's my sister. But you're a jerk and I hate you.
Thank you. You just made what I said earlier make look a lot better
yeah,
compared to me talking down to my brothers. So thank
yeah,
you.
You're I knew you wanted
bros,
to.
Bros, don't beat me up, please. Yeah. We're adults.
Don't worry, I got your back. We're adults. Please, please. Yeah.
Well, I think it's pretty cool how they just like stay so true to themselves, even though they are very crude. Like they're still talking crude in front of a girl and they don't change it.
But they're doing it in Gaelic and she points that out. That like they know she's there and they don't really want to talk in front of her, so they talk in Gaelic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is, I mean, that's exactly what people. I just think it's very honest, and I loved Angus's character. That's even though he was very, he kind of freaked me out. I'm like, this guy Angus has anger issues because when he found Claire with the women, like, and it was as aggressive with her as he was, like that. I mean, Angus has been kind of like the clown and the jester every time we've seen him before. We haven't seen him, the warrior side of Angus. And, like, he threw Claire, like, and, like, grabbed her. And then when that English man came up and tried to help her, he very quickly, like, Dougal didn't even have to say anything. Angus just got in his face and was like, you know, I will take you down.
He didn't even care who he was.
No,
he was
didn't.
Just like, I'm just going to tell you how it is.
Yeah.
Listen, this is our problem, not yours.
Exactly.
Stay out of this.
And what he said, I was just like, oh my, and he doesn't have the teeth, so it was very gross when he was talking, you know?
I just really liked the, who plays? Stephen Walters. You were awesome, Angus. I just really liked him.
He was good, yeah.
Do you think he knew that that was a red coat that he was talking to
no.
you like that?
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
No.
I don't think any of them knew. Even though you would think that they would notice he doesn't have an accent like they do. A Scottish accent.
Well, and his coat was just...
He didn't have his coat on, but he had the under...
Everything else,
the,
yeah.
The vest and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, would they really care?
I like the way he put on the coat, by the way. Can I just say? It was very Batman-ish, like, or Superman. It's my cape.
Tossing the cape around the shoulders.
On. I'm going to save you, Claire. I'm going to save you.
That's how pimps put their coats on.
But it
that
was,
too.
It was...
I put my coat on.
Like, even when I heard his accent, I was like... I even got excited. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, who is that? Like, so I can understand how, like, that all of a sudden was, like, to Claire, probably maybe was like, oh my God, maybe you can help me. But then if she actually thinks about it, no, because that guy would potentially lead me to Jack Randall and...
Was, like, I just like how that was very clever. I felt like that was very cleverly written, how he just went back and put his jacket on like that. Like, very neat, you know.
Yeah.
They showed us. They didn't tell us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
No voiceover.
Mm-hmm. So, and as mean as these men are to her throughout this episode, in the end, we kind of see not only their growth as characters, but Claire's growth as well when they all get in this fight. And Claire's like, ugh! Really, guys? Really? Here we go again. Like, this is the dumbest thing you could, like, ever do. And I think it was Murtaugh, actually. It was like, do you know what we were fighting about? We were fighting for your honor.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody called
He's
her
the
whore.
One that actually said it to her.
And it's funny, because as I was watching the scene, like, I kept seeing them, like, looking back and talking and all that. I was like, are they talking about her? Like, I felt like I was waiting for Claire to understand them saying something and then realize that they were talking about her in some way and her get mad. And then I was like, whoa, that was, like, even better.
But she was so distracted talking to the attorney about the future.
Talking to Ned.
How did you guys feel about... It's kind of a whole episode question, and I apologize. But the entire episode, we hear Gaelic, and we don't hear any translation of what they're talking about. We just hear Claire's thoughts about what it is.
Mm-hmm.
How did you guys feel about that?
I still like that they're doing that. I mean, at the very first episode, they said that they're doing that because obviously this is from Claire's point of view, mm-hmm. and Claire doesn't understand. So I feel like as Claire starts to understand more, we're either going to get subtitles or we're just they won't even do it in Gaelic.
It.
Yeah, but so, I like it. I like how they do it.
Makes it really authentic, and you just feel so immersed in the culture.
Ryan, as someone that hasn't read the book,
I think what it leads me to believe is going to happen is that she's eventually just going to learn it. Like, they'll be talking, and then she's just going to start understanding it because she's been immersed in it. There's a movie that's called The 13th Warrior, and it's about this guy who goes on the road with all these warriors, and they're speaking Norse, and he doesn't know the language, but he's with them, and he watches them and studies their actions, and then he learns their language. And one time they're making fun of him, and he just calls them out in their language, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for her to like just sometime call him out for something in Gaelic, and then they're probably just going to stop talking Gaelic.
Well, she picks up things really fast. Like, yeah, she actually was picking up stuff.
She's getting the language. I think she's, because she's hearing it all the time, she's going to start learning it.
The Absolutely. Language or the body language?
Both. I mean, you're using the body language to associate words and actions with something that's happening, and that's going to teach her, especially somebody who's smart enough to learn like that. And then she's going to learn it, and then she's going to say something to them.
Well, and I think the closest thing that she did to it at the end of this episode is when she kind of poked fun at Angus when he was...
Rupert?
Was that Rupert?
Yeah, Rupert.
Sorry.
No, it's cool.
I'm
that
sorry,
was my
Angus.
Line.
It was Rupert. And
you just wanted to
and
be
Rupert,
Angus.
I know, I love Angus. Rupert is like, I've never, you know, there was this dramatic pause, and like everybody's kind of looking at each other, and I was like, oh crap, waiting. Are they going to be pissed at her? Like, what's going on? And everybody just starts cracking up.
Go ahead,
up
read
and,
it, you want to.
I do.
Are you
I believe
it?
Your left hand gets jealous of your right hand. That's about all I believe.
Because he was talking about how he
the
had
two
a
women,
woman
one on each lap.
Yep.
Well, it's so funny, because, like, especially since women, I guess, don't have humor back then. For her to be that ballsy and
they
say that.
They do have humor.
They just don't say it to
them. Share it within their warm piss dying.
Listen, Jill and Pamela, they don't fight, okay? They work together.
Oh, God. Okay, we're going to move on to Jamie and Claire.
You're welcome, Raya.
So, I mean, I felt like Jamie was full of great advice for Claire this episode. I wrote down, and like, not only great advice for Claire, but great advice for people in general. I wrote it down a few of his pieces of advice. It doesn't matter where you come from, you're here.
Yeah.
Two. Don't judge things you don't understand. Very, very deep from Jamie. And a man has to choose what's worth fighting for. Thoughts from Jamie.
So
McTavish.
Deep.
I love how he's I'm like stuck to my head. I think Jamie has been able to balance kind of his relationship with the men and his care for, and his care like of Claire very well. He's kind of in this middle zone where he's being pulled in both directions.
He's kind of like a safety net for her too, because he really kind of gives her heads up when she's overstepping her boundaries. There were several times in this episode when he did that.
Yeah, because she was really kind of bothering me with how much she kept trying to, I'm going to fix this, because that's not right. That's what, Claire, Jamie said it right. You don't know, don't talk, that type, what you said.
Do you think if...
Don't judge what you don't know.
Don't judge what you don't know. One thing that I always continue to notice about Jamie is he always calls her Sassenach. And I wonder if she takes it offensively, because it is sort of an insult. And if you watch in the episode, every time the Dougal's giving these big speeches and ripping Jamie's shirts off, he comments and he uses Sassenach talking badly about the English and everything that they're doing. And so I almost wonder if she should be offended because he keeps calling her that.
Not at all.
No, that's absolutely...
Because it's like he does it endearingly, but at the same time, they use the exact same term to... cut down people,
but they don't say it like he does.
I know.
Well,
if I batted my eyes and took my shirt off and called you Sassenach, you wouldn't care, right?
Yeah, probably, unless you're Jamie.
Well, even in the book, he calls her Mistress Sassenach, and yeah. I thought that was cute.
I think Sassenach between Jamie and Claire, it's always been a term of endearment, and I don't think Claire takes offense to it at all.
Do you think there'll be a point
Jamie.
Where she will?
No.
It's gonna go on.
How would she take offense to it? It's too late now if she's going to get offense.
Well,
like,
and it's like, but like Claire and Jamie, they even have such the relationship that he calls her out on stuff. Like he called her out. He's like, I know you're still trying to plan to escape. Like mm-hmm. why? And like, cause she's just like, I don't understand like why they don't trust me or why they won't. And he's like, because what we like, they're thinking right. Like, would you trust you basically?
Nope.
No, exactly. So, and I think that Claire respects Jamie for that honesty that they have. And obviously, it's very hot. And she kind of had to see Jamie go through a lot emotionally this episode. Whenever Dougal was kind of using him almost as a spectacle to get money, like that sucks.
That shirt scene was interesting. The way he took the shirt off, it was like, oh, cold air. Like the way he just kind of like sat there, it was like
brooding and mad.
I don't know. Like I liked the shirt came off, but. It was an interesting approach. It's kind of like he's like, oh, damn it, Dougal, you did it again. You pulled my shirt off again.
I didn't get it because Dougal's always so big on family. Like, my family, my family, my family. But then he was exposing Jamie, who's his family. It didn't make sense.
Well, Dougal, like, Jamie's family, but Jamie is not of Clan Mackenzie. Dougal is number one priority is the Clan Mackenzie.
Of course.
And so he's going to do what he thinks needs to be done to get money and to support Dougal. They would kill Jamie. Like, there have been many, many times. Like, if Jamie makes the one wrong move or makes one wrong comment and threatens Dougal in any way, Jamie, they would kill him. Or mm-hmm. turn him over to the English. I think they'd kill him.
He's a wanted man,
first.
Yeah.
But they would kill him first. So.
I just think it's horrible that he knows how much pain that causes Jamie and he's still doing it.
Do you think he does, though?
No.
I sometimes feel like they have a bit of a close relationship. Sometimes. There's certain moments.
I don't think they have a relationship at all.
I think they have a close... I think it's a rivalry is really what it is. I mean, we saw it last week with the kind of the field hockey. I don't know what that thing is called. I should...
Shinty.
The Shinty game match between them. There's a lot of tension between those two. But Dougal knows Jamie is an asset. So Dougal doesn't want to get rid of Jamie yet. As soon as Jamie stops becoming an asset to him, he won't care.
Mm-hmm. Plus he's... Jamie is rightfully in line for what Dougal wants if Jamie wanted it. If Jamie wanted to be and swear to Clan Mackenzie, he could be Laird because he's technically mm-hmm. the one that would get it.
Yeah. Simba. Well, and Claire even, we see Claire kind of seeing that confrontation between the two because Claire can see it on Jamie's face. She's able to read his body language when, you know, Dougal's doing all these big speeches and stuff. But then when she actually sees them, like Jamie sticking up for himself and Dougal's kind of like, Sorry about you. Mm-hmm. It's not going to stop.
I think they probably once had a relationship when Jamie was much younger, before the war and before all the politics really kicked in. So maybe there might have been a relationship, but that got destroyed once politics started.
Just a side note about the back. It takes 2 hours of makeup to do that.
Oh, wow.
And 3 people to put it on.
I'm sure it's like a prosthetic piece make like a ton of like copies of, and they just lay that and then kind of... match it to his skin tone.
It's 2 pieces.
I used to work on Face Off. That takes a while.
I love that show.
So the best scene, I know Roya's favorite scene, as she told me when we were watching the episode today, was a scene when Claire goes to get out of her room, trips over a body laying in the middle of the floor. She's tipped over Jamie.
What's the third time?
Protecting her.
Oh, I slipped.
Your kilt was open.
Sorry,
this is
awesome.
We're not to predictions yet. Save that for later.
No,
okay, I'm writing it down right now.
Oh boy!
But I mean, what did you guys think of that scene between the two?
It was cute.
It was really cute.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're out there protecting me. Do you want a blanket or do you want to come inside? Or is that weird?
It shows the difference of the time because I mean, the look on. I mean, Sam Heughan, like, props to him for this scene because he didn't have to say one word, and like the look on his face when she's like, "Do you just want to come in here?" And she's like, "It's like." Oh, hell no. Like, that's the guy, like, what
no.
do you... No.
I mean, maybe, but no.
Are you a whore? Like, I think that even went through his mind. Like, are you asking, like, to sleep with me?
What do you want from me?
I'm a good, good Catholic man.
But it was so cute when she gave him the blanket. Yeah. That was adorable.
It was adorable.
Aww. Sweet moments.
Let's talk about my other favorite man in this episode. We've talked about him a little bit.
You can't talk about him. Oh, yeah, that's right. You have 3 of them.
Angus?
Well, another one of my favorite
Dougal.
Men. Dougal.
Dougal.
Dougal. Our faithful leader.
Yes.
Who, I think he's a great leader.
Agreed.
I think he's very respected by his people.
Very friendly with them throughout.
And Colm is very lucky to have him.
He's very much like being on a thrill ride, though, with personality. Like, one minute you're going up and it's happy,
he's
and then
all over
it
the
drops.
Place.
Yeah.
little bipolar disorder.
Do you think he's honorable or no for what he's doing with the Jacobite cause? I mean, obviously, he's doing it behind Colm's back.
I'm sticking with my theory. He's like Scar from Lion King. I know. He's got some kind of agenda behind it.
He does. It's
he's got his little hyenas.
It's to support the cause to reunite. A Catholic king to the king.
But I think it's more for him to be the king. I don't think it's for the actual...
Not of the whole thing. Maybe maybe the Laird again.
Maybe
wants that phone there.
I just don't like how he's going about it, like exploiting people and stuff like that to get money. It's sick.
So you don't think he's honorable?
I mean, it's so crazy because one moment I'm loving it and I think Graham McTavish is great, but I just think that some moments it's just he's sleazy, and that was the sleazy episode part of him.
But I guess one thing to think about is he is rallying people to his cause and using the tools that he has. At least he's not going around exploiting people like the way that the Watch was, where they're threatening to steal their stuff unless they pay them. So at least they're freely giving to him. And even though he's exploiting them and taking it in a way that's manipulative, at least it's of their own accord.
But it's not manipulative. I mean, he has these very strong... It's political.
Right.
He has these very strong views. This is what he truly believes. And he's sharing these honest views. I mean, he's not being manipulative. The English did do that to Jamie's back.
Right.
I think it sucks that he's kind of parading Jamie's, you know, what Jamie's most embarrassed about and self-conscious about around to get more money. But it's true. Like, that's a shocking thing for people to see. And to get people on your side politically, you have to sometimes do shocking things.
Well, even the crosses, the people on the cross. I mean, he was talking about that when he was doing the rally, too. And that was shocking.
The traitor marks with a T.
That was sad.
I don't know why I make it sound happy.
But then you look at Dougal, and he was like, take them down and give them a proper Christian burial. And it's just like... That's why I think Dougal is a good man. I truly do. I do think he's a good man.
He's really good at dealing with tragedy. Like, anytime somebody dies, he's got it. You know, he's praying and he's doing the stuff.
I gotta say, like most politicians this is gonna get me in trouble, he's corrupt. Just like politicians can
be.
Hey
man, if you can't beat him, lead him.
For the time and for, I don't know, I see kind of his ruthlessness and, like, just, I don't know, I just see the strength. And I think in that time, in that day and age, you have to be that strong and that ruthless and to be in the position that he's in. He's in a very strange position. He is not the Laird, but he's basically the guy that goes around that everybody sees.
The warrior of the Laird.
I was impressed that he seemed to remember everybody. Like, he knew everybody by name.
Yeah, and that's what I think, and that's why everybody respects him. Like, and he always was just like, everybody come meet me in the drinks. Like, I'll buy everybody drinks. Like,
food.
I think he truly does love his people. So, and I think I even saw concern on his face when Claire, like, he probably wished he could have given that goat to them, but he couldn't because of it just would have messed up his image in the village because he would be giving in to what Claire wanted. So, but you could kind of see it on his face a little bit. Like, I think he was like, oh, like, those are his people.
He does have a lot of, like, humility. You know, sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. It's on again, off again.
Yeah. I don't trust him. I'm just going to stick with that.
I still like him, though.
I like him, but I don't trust him.
Claire still doesn't trust him. And Claire certainly does not care who he is, at all. Claire will still say whatever the heck she wants to say. But I love that Dougal finally got her to shut up where he said, I call it clan business and none of yours.
Oh, snap.
And I would, and like, seriously, Claire. Yes, it's clan business. It's not your business. Like, as much as I love her, come on.
She was kind of like the nagging wife on this episode. Just like, nag, 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 nag.
What about nagging husband?
Well, she was just like, too much.
I like nagging wife better.
The end of this episode, we do see that confrontation between Claire and Dougal, kind of what's been building up over the entire episode. And he confronts her. He says, it's none of your business. And as they kind of get a little more heightened to their argument, all of a sudden that Englishman shows up again. But he's a redcoat, and he's with about 20 other redcoats. And it says again, I mean, now Dougal's outnumbered now. And he is asked Claire again, you know, Are you being held here on your own accord? And then it goes cuts to black and go credits roll. And I was like, what?
Yeah,
why?
I was like, why?
It's horrible.
That's one thing the books really can't give you because like I will just stay up all night and keep reading. That I really appreciate from the TV shows and watching this as a TV show is that it can leave you in that suspense. And I loved how they did that.
I'm just annoyed and I'm going to wait for next week.
What do you think? I mean, do you guys just want to go into predictions from right here?
Do we want to do book comparisons first?
Okay, we'll do book comparisons and then we'll go into predictions. So we're going to leave you guys in suspense for our predictions. All right, book comparisons. Go, Roy, go.
I have two things. Since we're talking about the red coat guy, since he wasn't really brought in the same way in the book like he was in the show, I think maybe he might have a little love interest with Claire. I'm just going to throw that out there. Maybe another one that's probably really crazy and stupid, but I'm going to say it and put it out there.
Okay, so BTW, if you don't want book spoilers, just turn the volume down. I'll wave my hand when we're when we're back.
And then also, I really, the part with Dougal and Jamie when they were talking and Dougal's like, I'm going to do it, yada, yada, yada. It was whispers. You couldn't really hear it. And I get it's from Claire's perspective, but in the book, we read what it is that he's saying. I thought that part, maybe the volume could have been turned up a little bit more. First time I watched it, I couldn't hear what they were saying. Second time, I had subtitles, so I was like, this is the part. Got it. Okay, cool. That was just my little downside, because I liked that part in the book, but I loved the Jamie and Claire. I thought that was dead on.
Bam!
I liked how they kind of built up the characters a little bit more. Ned, I love how he's an asthmatic, as I said before, and they added so much more personality and characteristics. Also, another scene that was not in the book was that wool scene. And I'm pretty sure that was really nice to kind of create a dynamic of where we are at in the story, on the TV show.
Oh, it was absolutely. That was the reason that they did that. In the book, I felt like this section of the book was much shorter. I mean, that's why I said the pace of this episode seemed a little bit off, because this section of the book seems so much more like shorter than what the TV gave me. Like, I wanted so much more of the book in this episode, or a little bit further in the story than just this. And I understand why, especially with the cliffhanger, which isn't in the book, because that whole thing, this is not how Claire gets kind of involved with the Redcoats again. This is in the book. Dougal brings her there. Like, absolutely brings her there, hoping not only to get information for himself, but then kind of tells Claire, like, oh, I might just drop you off with these people. I think that's right.
Yeah. Do you think it'll pan into that?
Like, I mean, we're gonna... Again, now we can get into predictions. Predictions!
Waving your hands, sorry, as you go up.
Turn the volume up.
Hi. It's the time for the predictions on the AfterBuzz TV.
You have a horrible Scottish.
I do. I tried to do it last week when you weren't here, and they said it was okay.
You do your predictions first, right?
Yeah, in the accent.
I'll do my predictions in the accent, but it's not going to be very good, so I apologize in advance. I think that it's next week's episode that Claire is going to actually prove her loyalty to Dougal in the fact that she's not going to give any information to Blackjack. And I also think that not all the men are going to be captured.
Okay.
That got very English very fast.
I was waiting to see if you're going to make prediction.
I'm like Mrs. Doubtfire over here.
You sound like the Lucky Charms guy.
Hey, yeah, the Lucky, that's
the Irish.
That's what it is. I'm Orion. Yeah, what can I say? So I think that something's going to happen with Claire and the attachment to the clan, because she's going to see how bad the English are and the way that they're treating the people that are captured, or the way that they're treating Jamie. And it's going to make her mad.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to want to side with the clan and their cause.
Awesome.
Yes.
Kendra.
A couple of things. I think that since Jamie and Claire were so sparse this episode, I think it's really going to heat up from future episodes. And I think something's going to happen. Also, I think that her seeing that stone in the flashback and remembering is going to trigger a real, like, kind of tear if she should continue her quest to... Craig Nadoon, or if she should maybe stay with the clan. And that's what I think.
To help them.
Mm-hmm. I don't really have a prediction because I don't want to spoil anything, but I do have a question. Do you think we're going to get a flashback of Frank with Jack in it as well? Like, we're going to see Claire and him talking, and then there's going to be a flashback with Frank.
It's going to overlap and be...
Like, almost like parallel editing, and like, so like they're going to be set up in
to remind us of how nice Frank was. Do you think that's going to happen?
I could see that happening, absolutely. I think that's a great prediction, Roya.
Thank you.
Great job, Roya. Almost done. Maybe next week you'll be on the other side of the table.
So next week's episode is called The Garrison Commander, or just Garrison Commander. And Blackjack Randall will be back. And obviously,
shout out to
because
Blackjack
of that,
Randall on Twitter.
I think Claire is going to tell them, no, I'm here on my own will, on my own accord. But then they're still going to, then I think Dougal is going to take this opportunity to be like, I think this is how it's going to go back into the book. I think Dougal then is going to take the opportunity to be like, to meet with Blackjack Randall and get more information about Claire because he thinks that they know more. So I think Dougal's going to think, oh, this is great. Like, I'm going to come out on top, but then it's going to get the whole clan. And if you bring Claire anywhere, she's going to say whatever the heck she wants and she's going to get people in trouble. Obviously, Jamie will come to the rescue. It'll be exciting to see where we go from there. But until next week, where can we find you guys?
Ladies?
Well, you can find me, guys, on Twitter and Instagram at HeyRoya. That's HeyRoya.
You can find me at Kendra Summer, KendraSommer, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and the YouTube.
Hey, you can find me at RyanHooks92 on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at Keaton Markey. That's KeitinMarchi.
Let's all sing and spell our names. Yay. We have letters and numbers.
Thank Outlander. You guys so much for watching this week's episode of Outlander. Great comment. Do your thing, and we'll see you next week.
OUTLANDER. Out.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.